It's a pleasure.
In Pennsylvania. I'm in a town called Feasterville, PA.
You know, I am thrilled to have you here. And I heard, by the way, that you were also on Steve's show talking about this. And that you
I was on Steve's show talking about Woodstock. And I also wrote a piece about it. People go to Media Village. They can read my thoughts. MediaVillage.com. I wrote some thoughts on Woodstock.
So, because you're identified by your last name, I will refrain from asking you the drug question that I've asked everybody else. But, but you know, what I'm curious about is, first of all, how old were you when you attended?
I'm not into drugs. Wasn't then, and I'm not a big druggie. And I don't think Woodstock was as much about drugs as people think.
So, no drugs. And how old were you, did you say?
17.
And your parents had no objection to you taking off for Woodstock? Did they know you were staying the whole time, et cetera?
I was blessed with a mother that was had profound indifference to where I was and what I was doing.
Yeah, okay.
That was a real blessing. You know, I could say, "I'm going to Woodstock, Mother," she would say. "That's nice, dear. Close the door on your way out."
Where did you live, we'll and did you hitchhike, or did you drive?
We owned a car. Mm-hmm. I had a 62 Chevy Nova convertible, fire engine red.
And who went with you?
My twin brother, and also a guy we picked up, a guy from my high school, who I never saw again.
Because?
I never saw the man again.
I mean, did you lose him at the concert, or...
Yeah, we lost him at the concert, and I never saw him again.
My God. Wow. So did you bring tents and food and all the things that you needed? Were you prepared?
Nah, I brought sleeping bags.
So how did that work out for you, exactly?
It worked out great.
So you slept out in the rain, you're telling me?
I guess so. I don't really remember that part of it. I remember all the sleeping bags were all wet.
Yeah. Are you sure you didn't do drugs when you were there?
No, I don't think so.
So you don't remember mud and getting rained on?
Whatever.
No?
Huh?
I said you don't remember the rain and the mud and all that.
Oh, I remember the rain and the mud. You know, here's a memory that I don't think I've shared with anybody, but at the very end of Woodstock, when most people had left, this guy started wandering around handing out programs, the Woodstock program, which somehow got delayed at the printers or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, those are probably worth a fortune now.
Mm-hmm. Do you have it?
No, I don't know what I did with it. It was a glossy, 50-page book. I wonder what happened to that.
So I was told that you said that Woodstock was not necessarily all about the music either. So what was it for you?
It was an affirmation of Woodstock Nation that there could be 200,000 or 400,000 long-haired hippies, and at that time, long hair actually meant something. You didn't see that many people with long hair. If you saw that, it actually had some significance. Today it means nothing, but back then it had some. And, you know, we were isolated. It was before the internet and all that, so we were not in large communities. And then suddenly to find out there really were a lot of other like-minded people was quite thrilling.
Did you have, because I have to say, I've known you for a long time, and I don't ever remember seeing you with long hair, but I can't really say my memory is perfect. So did you ever
have... My twin had much longer hair than I did.
But you had shoulder-length hair, you're saying?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't remember seeing you like that. So was that in... I could be wrong, but, you know, I was here
What year did we meet? 1979 or something?
79?
By then, maybe I didn't have it. I don't know. I'd already gone to work then, and I was probably working at Save the Children Federation.
And you had to cut your hair.
I had to look more respectable. I probably didn't have long hair by then.
Yeah, it's, you know, Rod Richardson and I were just talking about that, because you know that Rod still sports his long hair. And, you know, he was telling me about his parents really hating that, you know, and he, you know, of course, is a little bit...
Well, he retains his long hair.
Yes, indeed. And that beard. Let's not forget that. But, you know...
My best friend in high school was the guy who had the longest hair in our school. And there's a picture of him in the front page of the yearbook with him and the girl who had the longest hair.
I love that, yeah. So what was your favorite act? Was there one that really stood out for you?
Like I said, it was not really so much about the music for me.
So nothing. You're saying zero.
No,
I mean, you're a WPKN programmer. Come on. It's
all... Those were the acts of the day, Lisa. They played everywhere.
That is funny.
That's probably the only time I ever saw Janis Joplin, but, you know, it wasn't like that music was all that thrilling then. It was that was the music that was out there.
Okay.
So it's not the fact that Santana was playing. I mean, they played every week at the Fillmore East.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I do want to, before I let you go, I want to say that I listen to your show very frequently and enjoy it. And you played an Anthony Braxton album, right? And since
with him doing standards?
I just hate this about you, right? So I go to try and get this album, and it's not available. Where on earth did you get it?
Oh, probably at the Princeton Record Exchange. If you send me an email, I'll send you a dub of it.
I would appreciate it.
It's a record I haven't seen otherwise, other than that copy.
You know, I've talked about you.
Something.
You know what? I've told people that I listen to your show and enjoy it, and I've said, you know, like, this is the beauty of WPKN and your beautiful show, which is you can play Vampire Weekend, which I have to admit I never heard of them until you played them.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
I love Vampire Weekend.
So
I don't actually like that many rock groups today, but I like them.
You know, Steve teases me because really I only listen to jazz like 100% of the time. So I just, you know, unless I'm listening to PKN, I wouldn't have heard that. But you had Anthony Braxton and Vampire Weekend in the same show within like 15 minutes of each other. I thought,
well, that's my modus operandi.
Well, we love that. And I want to thank you so much. It's an honor to speak with you.
Yeah, well, it's great to talk to you, Lisa. And when I saw you, you looked the same as when I hadn't seen you in 10 years.
Bless you for saying that. So you know who's coming on next?
Who's that?
Harry Minot. Did you know he was at Woodstock?
Yes, I did know that from his Facebook post.
Yeah, now
but,
if I would have guessed,
old-timer PKN people, I may have soon a real blast from the past. John Barity, who was a PKN DJ in the early days in the 60s, so, I wanted to do a guest spot on my show.
So I have to say, if I would have been wrong, but if somebody said to me, now I know Harry really well. And if someone said to me, Harry went to Woodstock, yes or no, I would have definitively said no, without even blinking. So I can't wait to...
There must have been extenuating circumstances there.
Yeah, I mean, no Duke Ellington. I mean, what was that about?
Also, if people want to read what I have to say about jazz, go to NewYorkCityJazzRecord.com because I write extensively on the subject there.
So I'm going to look that up. I didn't know that. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining, Jim.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
All right. We'll talk soon. And we are listener-supported radio, WPKN. Up next is Harry Minot is hopefully joining us at 3.